12th. And we are hosting him at the Clinton Street Theater at 7 p.m. For an event, Resistance in the Age of Trump. Journalist, author, activist David Barsamian radically alters the media landscape when he invented alternative radio nearly 30 years ago. You love alternative radio. You listen to it on KBOO. Here is your chance, your opportunity to come meet and listen to David Barsamian in person on Sunday, November 12th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, and all proceeds will go to support KBOO, your community radio station. Barsamian will be speaking about the broad and growing coalition in opposition to the Trump administration. Environmentalist, women's group, pro-diplomacy, policy organization, ecumenical and interfaith religious group, immigrant rights organization, civil rights organization, LGBTQ communities, progressive Democrats, concerned Republicans. He'll be reflecting on the core issues at stake today and why are so many people from such a range of identities and perspectives challenging the administration. Again, here is your opportunity to meet David Barsamian from Alternative Radio on Sunday, November 12th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, and proceeds go to KBOO. Thanks again for tuning in to News from the Boo today. I'm Delphine Crescenzo, and please, if you are an IT person, submit a proposal and contact Jenka at web@kboo.fm. Have a great rest of your day, folks, and next is going to be the Youth Collective with The Underground, so stay tuned.
The time is now 6 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO Portland, and this is Kitchen Table Conversations.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Muertos PDX 9th annual Dia de los Muertos celebration on November 2nd at noon at Adios Cinema in Portland. Muertos PDX will be hosting its annual Dia de los Muertos celebration with musical performances, a children's story time, Calavera decorating stations, mariachi, Katrina's traditional Mexican cuisine, and much more. A portion of this year's proceeds will benefit Oregon por Mexico for earthquake relief in Mexico. Again, that's Muertos PDX 9th annual Dia de los Muertos celebration on November 2nd at noon at Adios Cinema, 226 Southeast Madison Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under community events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of KBOO at the Clinton screening of Romeo is Bleeding on Thursday, November 9th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater in Portland. Romeo is Bleeding is a documentary that follows Dante Clark, a young poet transcending the violence in his hometown of Richmond, California, by writing about his experiences. Dante and the like-minded youth of the city mount an urban adaptation of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, with the hope of starting a dialogue about violence in the city. PDX Poetic Justice's John Slaughter and his group of poets will be reading some of their works before the screening. Again, that's KBOO at the Clinton screening of Romeo is Bleeding on Thursday, November 9th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
A lot of stuff's been heavy on my mind and heavy on my chest lately, so look at the world around us, man, it's crashing and it's burning. Got me praying to the Lord for better days and deep discernment. I'm not nosy, I'm observing. I acknowledge I ain't perfect. Trying to turn the other cheek and trying to be the bigger person. But it's easier than said, it's all reflecting in my head. No more dwelling on the past and being worried about what's next. It's like I'm on my last breath and with a noose around my neck. And it's day and age to reach its age, it really is a blessing. Oppression and depression got me stressing with this lesson. Is God trying to tell me something? If he is, then what's the message? I'm trying to get this money for my brother who's a college kid. Crying to myself like thank the Lord Lord God, he really did it. Leading by example wasn't hard, and plus I dated women. Taught them all I know, and 2 years later, I'm an auntie figure. Now what's the difference if I'm sinning in this contradiction? Trying to right my wrongs, but I go left and miss the whole picture. Hazy vision, cause I'm blazing, hanging in the trenches, praying that I make it, yes, the living.
Hello, hello, hello again. It's been a month since we've talked. This is Mary Postwaite and Marshalia Postwaite on Kitchen Table Conversations. How are you guys today? I hope everybody had a wonderful and safe Halloween. Real quick, I want to give a special shout out to Koya that I spoke with earlier, and to Lindsay. I believe I got that right. Earlier, I want to say thank you guys for doing everything that you're doing for the community out there. It's nice to see that there's people that care. So I just wanted to say that real quick. And I just want to kind of throw out there, today hasn't been, it's kind of been an off day for me. So if I sound a little bit off, that's my apologies. I'm not trying to. But I love y'all, so I had to come in anyway. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of talk about a few things that have been going on in my brain lately. One of the things that I want to talk about is, believe it or not, it's animals. To put it bluntly, we had taken a dog in as a favor to somebody, and you know, he had a couple medical issues or whatever, but long story short, we found a home for the dog back with its original owners. But the reason why I bring this up is because, you know, me being an animal lover, I see things go on every day in my apartments with people and their animals. And you know, I want to tell people out there, if you're going to have an animal, please be able to take care of it. You know, get your animal spayed or neutered. You know, make sure that you have the ability, not just money wise, but you have the ability to be able to take care of the dog physically, you know,
and emotionally. Like,
right,
they're like kids when
absolutely
it comes to that. You know, like, they need the same love and affection that any human being needs, and if that's not given to them, then
yes, absolutely. So I just wanted to throw that out there, because the dog that we had was very loving. I just loved him to death. But yeah, so I just kind of wanted to throw that out there. Another thing I want to talk about that I've been seeing a lot of, and it hits me in the heart, is domestic violence. And I bring this up because I see a lot of it where I live. And, you know, I just want people to know out there that, you know, for those of you, male or female, that are in a situation that's abusive or any kind of scary situation, there's help out there for you. You know, I can't say it enough. There is help out there for you. It breaks my heart to see people in my community being hurt by the people that are supposed to love them. So I just want to send out there to everybody that, you know, for those of you being the victims, there's help. For those of you who are the abusers, I'm here to tell you that there's also help for you. And if you're ready to get it, then, you know, I can help you with that. And you can call in and I can help you with that either way. So that was just another little thing I wanted to put out there. And another thing I want to put out there is young kids having parents. There's a situation going on around my community right now where I know of a family who's lost their children. And honestly, it's due to their own stupidity, in my opinion. But, you know, all you young kids out there, I was a young teenage mom too, okay? So I get it. However, being a person who was a young teenage mother and not having anything, the decisions that you make, regardless of whether or not your child is at home, if they're in your lap, if they're sleeping in the bed, no matter where they're at, the choices that you make affect your children also. You know, when you're already a young parent, you already don't have the tools necessary when a child is born. Nobody does. When a child is born, to say, hey, I got it all taken care of, I can handle all of this. Nobody can do that. So when you're young and you're inexperienced, it's even harder. But when you're young and you're inexperienced and you don't care, it makes it even more harder. Quit going out there getting yourself into things that are going to harm you and your children. I mean, let's keep it real. We've been seeing some stuff in our apartments lately that's just kind of like, you know, it really, it irritates me, because You know, you can't blame anybody else. If you're a bad parent, you're a bad parent. And I don't like to call people bad parents, but let's keep it real. If you are, you are. Period. And that's just the way it is. So I want to tell everybody out there, if you're one of those parents and you get frustrated, or, you know, maybe you yell a lot, or, you know, maybe you just really feel like you need a break, then you need to go to somebody you know, cares about you, or that you love, or whatever, a friend, a family member, a teacher, whoever it may be, and ask for help. Because getting yourself into the problems that you get into, having children, young babies, and then they get taken away from you and you get mad, you have to stop and think about the situation that you put yourself in. So, you know, I don't condone anybody's child being taken away. That's not okay. I don't like it. I don't think it's fair. But in some instances, you know, maybe it's needed. So I kind of wanted to put out there, from what I've been seeing lately, that, you know, all you young parents out there, it's frustrating. It's hard. And, you know, everybody has things that go on in their life, that good and bad. But nobody can change your life but you. And the more trouble you get yourself into, the harder it's going to be for you to have a normal life, quote unquote normal. So that was just a little tidbit I wanted to put out there real quick. Just because I've been seeing what I've been seeing lately, it's really bothering me. And let me update everybody on my wonderful son.
He's not going to school.
he doesn't really like school. I have had a hard time getting him to go to school lately, so.
We've even offered him rides to school, yeah. My boyfriend and I.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to take it. So I don't know what's going to happen next with him and his education. We're going to continue to push forward and continue to try to work on it, and we'll see what happens, you know? So, hey, Lisa, I see you. We're on live on Facebook. You know, you can tune in if you're watching on Facebook. Tune in 90.7 FM, excuse me. And yeah, join the conversation if you like. Hey, Nick, you got the number. Can you throw out the number out there to people?
The number is 503-231-8187.
503-231-8187. Forgot that quick. See, my mind is going crazy. But we'll miss you too, Amber. Hi, Lisa. So yeah, fourth caller gets a free dinner. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, if you got something on your mind.
A yummy homemade dinner.
if you have something that you want to talk about, or, you know, something that's been on your mind and you just kind of want to let people know, then go ahead and call in and let them know. I'll get your voice out there, you know? So, yeah. So, again, I hope everybody's Halloween was safe and fun. We had a good time.
Who did?
Me and my son and my neighbor's son went trick-or-treating. The number, Amber, is 503-231-8187. So if you're out there, you can go ahead and call in. Anyway, so I'm on Facebook, so if I pause for a second to all of you on the radio, my apologies. We're answering two medias here at the same time, so don't, you know, I'm not able to do all the extra stuff.
If you guys want to watch the live video, just look my mom up on Facebook. It's Mary Postoit. Mary, spelled M-A-R-Y, Postoit, you know, yeah. P-O-S-T-L-E-T-H-W-A-I-T.
If you got that.
Right. As soon as you put a P in, I guarantee you she'll pop up, so.
Yeah, I would like it if people, I know there's lots of people out there that took pictures of their costumes with their kids. You know, if you can post it, or post it on my Facebook account, I'd love to see your pictures of your animals and your children. I dressed up, and then I took my makeup off because it started to itch my face. I went out with my son, and he looked really cool. He had a big old scar thing on his head, and looked like a zombie, and he was all bloodied up. And
well, you know. I had to go to work, so I was an ice cream scooper.
That's the best costume, ice cream scooper. Absolutely. So, Marshallie has been gone from home.
Oh, fuck.
Been gone from home for quite a while, you know. I didn't say on Facebook. She's been MIA, so I got her here tonight. finally, her and her friend, her and her boyfriend have been gone for days and days. He's kidnapped her from me. So how's that going for you?
It's good. I like being around him and his family. I mean, of course, I like being around my own family too. Like, I love my mom to death. Don't get me wrong.
Don't let her fool you.
No, it's nice. We've just been chilling, you know, getting to know his family a little more. I've actually known his grandma for 15 years, so.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Grandma. Hi, Brenda. Hi. Can't.
He's kind of sitting behind me, probably blushing or whatever. He's actually our engineer.
He's our engineer, so yeah.
That's a no.
No, it's not. I don't know if you guys could hear him, but he can talk to us.
Yeah, he's talking.
No, like they can hear me too right now.
Oh, okay.
It's on, just so you guys know.
Hey, so so you were talking to me earlier, Nick, about merging.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, to all
M&M.
You out there, to all you out there, so we're thinking about maybe merging. Because, see, Nick has a show right after mine, and it's kind of similar to what we do here on Kitchen Table Conversations.
Yeah.
Only it's like they're men and we're female. So, you know, but it's the same thing. Basically, we talk about, you know, whatever we really want to talk about. But yeah, so I had already been thinking about that. That had already popped up in my mind, and I brought that up to, I think, Dell before about, you know, just kind of merging the shows together, and, you know, because it's worked so well.
It would be the first Wednesday would be our show, Kitchen Table Conversations, then Keeping It Real, and then the third Wednesday would be us, like, together, you know,
the M&M
for an hour, the M&M show. They were talking about Real Conversations as, like, the name or something. My brother said...
He said something funny.
He said,
I was dying.
Oh, I can't remember what he said. I wish he was here. Anyway, it was funny.
He said, like, Kitchen It Real or something.
Oh, yeah. Kitchen It Real, yeah.
Kitchen It Real. That's what we're going to name it. M&M's Kitchen It Real. So, yeah, so we're gonna work on that. And you might be seeing a little bit of more of us coming soon. I want to start a podcast, too, so... I wanted to talk to Nick about that too, and getting out there in the street and talking to you folks out there on the street.
Be looking for us in a blue Vic.
You can't miss us.
We look like the police.
So, oh, speaking of can't miss us, we come to KBOO tonight. Oh my God. Okay, for any of you out there who know anything about farm animals, I'm going to tell you something. I grew up in the country my whole life up until I moved here to Oregon. Never in my life did I know that a Texas Longhorn is bigger than me.
Holy cow, they're huge.
They are so big and so neat looking. There was two of them outside across the street from the studio. And
I got a pet one. My mom was too chicken.
They're intimidating. They're so neat. They're huge.
So cute. They're big, but they're cute.
Oh, man. You know, it's kind of like a little kid, you know, 2 or 3 year old looking at their parent, and their parent's like 7 feet tall, you know, and they kind of got to look at him.
That does not even compare whatsoever.
It does.
This thing is ginormous. It's like 20 times my size.
It's,
like,
they're huge. I didn't know they were that big. I knew they had long horns, you know, super long horns, but I thought that's what was big about them was just their horns. I didn't realize that the actual
body itself
is huge. And I mean huge. Like, I could ride it. Now I'm like 6'2". Okay, I weigh over 300 pounds. I can ride the Texas Longhorn like a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. My son, who is 6'4", can ride the Texas Longhorn like a horse. That's how big they are. You mean taller? Yes, I mean taller. Yeah. They are very much taller and broader, of course. They're huge. They're really, really big. But yeah, so I think the back of them stood at least 6'4".
Oh yeah.
At least 6'4", for just the back part of it.
Though. Well, considering I was standing at its face and I kind of had to duck because the horns were like at the top of my head.
Yeah. So, and it was, you know, the head was kind of down. It wasn't like straight on. But yeah, but that was amazing. So you learn something new every day because I didn't know that. And they're beautiful animals.
Yeah, they are.
I guess something was some private thing or whatever's going on.
A private convention they wanted them to perform.
So I thought that was kind of neat that we got to see those today. Never got to see a Texas Longhorn up front and personal.
Mm-hmm. Up close and personal, Mom. Not up front.
Up front, up close. Y'all know what I mean, right?
No, they don't. Sure. I don't. Just kidding.
I wasn't talking to you anyway. I was talking to them. So anyway, yeah. So I'm looking at comments. Think of seeing lots of them in one space. Oh, my Lord. I can just imagine. Could you just imagine like 50 Texas Longhorns?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
It's going to look like a blob.
I would get lost. Like you
literally get lost.
Play hide and seek for real.
Like, I'd have to look under them to find you.
Right.
Like, I'd have to
look for your feet.
Right. You can't see our heads. We'd have to look for your feet.
Right.
Start crawling on the ground.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. So, well, I just thought I'd let you all know that. That was kind of neat that I got to see that today. I've never done that, but cool. It was cool. And the guy said he rode them. I was like, you ride that?
Oh, and he had like a lasso or whatever he was doing.
Yeah,
like,
his little trick thing with the...
The lasso, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be neat to be able to do some things like that. I'm scared. They're intimidating.
Thunderous.
Thunderous, yes. Thunderous. Absolutely. So, what's been on your mind lately? She hasn't even seen me
for like a week. I'll come in and like dip out again.
She'll be here and go home and take a shower and grab some clothes and be gone. I'll see her all of like 5 minutes as she's going in front of my door to take a shower. Hi, Mom. Bye, Mom. Bye. So what have you been up to just besides being with Nick and his family?
Working, being with Nick and his family.
Like, gotta work.
No, we've just been chilling, really. Just kicking it, you know. I've been thinking a lot lately about getting another job, though.
Other than this one, or...
Well, I mean, if I can find a job that can, like, you know, I can quit this job and, like, get better pay and better hours, then I would, but... Probably a second job. Either that or I'm going to go back to school. Like, I need to do something with my life.
Dip out. That's ice cream scooper talk.
You're funny, right, Amber.
That's tight. Yep.
Oh, hi, Grandma Brenda. She's tuning in. She just texted me and asked if I took pictures of the Texas Longhorn. No, I did not.
We're going to have to try to find them.
Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to be there when we get off or when we get out of here. But if they are, I'll take some pictures and I'll send them to you or show you when we get to the house tonight. If you're still awake.
I have some videos on my phone.
Okay.
When I was coming on my way to get you guys, it was like he was back in his truck and he was in my way.
Okay. Well, yeah. There you go.
Did you make him move?
Move!
that wasn't that funny.
I couldn't help it.
I think it was pretty funny.
I couldn't help it. I had to do that.
So
I had to. Happy sock.
That's funny.
Happy sock.
Oh, the happy sock.
Y'all remember, I don't know if any of you remember when I first started doing the show, I looked over and I saw something that kind of took the words out of my mouth. I didn't know what I was looking at. And I looked at it. It's a microphone cover. And it's Happy Sock. She's got a beautiful, long, 50-colored braid.
She has, like, a, you know, the little flower things that the girls be wearing? It's, like, a headband or whatever. She has, like, one of those on. We're talking about it as if it's, like, a real female, you know? Like,
Happy Sock is real.
Oh, excuse me.
Don't get it twisted. Happy Sock is real.
She's a real sock, that's for sure.
Happy Sock. Did y'all see that? That's
tight. Look at her and her juicy little lips.
Her juicy lips. So now that my son's not going to be, apparently not going to be going to school because, you know, you only got 10 days and then they kick you out. I guess it'll just be me keeping it real with my son. I'm going to be teaching him real life, just everyday life, just whatever. Because apparently...
I'm going to pray for you.
Pray for me, please. And pray for him.
I'm going to pray for both of y'all. Both of y'all going to need it.
Pray for my sanity and his life.
I wish I could have stayed home and learned the... I don't want to say learn the streets. Nah, that's not what he's really going to be learning, but...
You learn the streets, too.
Yeah, I know. But I'm a square.
These microphones Or these earphones are weird.
You over there is talking about, yeah, Nick, you a square now too.
He's I've been a square.
He's sliding for a little, week. Little sideways comments.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. So, I go to work and I go home, that's it.
Now?
No. He goes to work, on break he comes to the house. Then he goes back to work and on lunch he comes to the house. Then he goes back to the work and when he's off he comes to the house. And he gets Marshalli and they leave.
Yeah, you pretty much summed up my schedule for the week.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But it's only been like that for like a week.
Straight.
I've been home. She
to
can't.
All of you, I'm going to look in the Facebook here. To all of you out there with any type of relationship experience, the honeymoon will be over soon.
Look, my mom done. Look, I'm going to tell you this. My mom has told me that before. But guess what? The honeymoon has been over. Because guess what? Me and Nick fight all the time.
Hey, no, you better rephrase that.
Okay, I fight with him all the time. I'm always on his head. He's always trying to put me in check. I'm always getting mad over something because I'm sensitive. Well, so he says. And
you got mad today because I acted like I was leaving.
He was going to leave. He was going to leave. I told him bye, and he actually got up and he left. And he was going to get in his car, and he was going to drive away.
But it would have been her fault.
Yeah, then she would have been mad at me for being mad at her.
So, yeah. That's how it goes at my house.
So,
it's great. We don't watch TV hardly anymore. We just watch our neighbors.
Yeah, that is fun.
Isn't it? Come to my house if you guys want to see a good show.
$5 a seat.
Right. I'll even cut.
Amber said.
If you want a chair.
Right.
Amber said, Elijah been showing his street skills since he was a little guy, hustling lawn jobs and collecting cans.
Yep. That's the truth. He has, too. My son is a little hustler. He will go and take out garbage and whatever it was since he was little, carrying milk jugs.
I like how when he was little, he'd do that. We tell him take out the trash now, and he won't even do it. I can bribe that boy, and he won't do it.
He's just a big old do what he want type of kid.
Sarah,
keeping it
come
real.
On now. I don't need you to say that I'm sensitive too, okay?
So let's get on the marijuana tip.
Ooh.
So,
Parawana.
Parawana. So,
wait, we can talk about that on air?
While ago, I had told you all about how my son was having anger issues and, you know, acting out and whatever, whatnot. So, I made him smoke, and he was a different kid. Well, the reason why I bring it up is because I actually met somebody the other day whose kid is like super duper hyper. And I'm like, man, have you ever tried CBD for the kid? And she's like, oh my God, no. So, but anyway, long story short, I told her to try to talk to her doctor about it. And so she did, and she tried, and her son actually ate a meal at the table with his family without getting down.
Nice.
And apparently that was like a big thing for her. She was trying to get her kids to sit at the table and have dinner, you know, without, it would take him like 5 hours to eat his food.
Yeah.
And so she said he actually sat down and ate his food.
Good.
And I was like,
yeah, he smoked and he got hungry.
For some it works, for some it don't. You know, I don't condone you going out there and giving children marijuana or drugs of any sort. I'm just saying, you know, there's other opportunities or other ways you can go about medicating a child as instead of like, you know, cake, instead of narcotics or, you know, prescription drugs and things like that. So it was just something that a suggestion I brought up to her, and she actually tried it and it worked for her. So, well, for him and her. I wanted to bring that up just because, you know, I'm an advocate of, you know, marijuana legalization and for medicinal purposes. So,
Someone.
It looks to me like there's a caller calling in.
I think it's Amber.
So we have cake here, Sarah. I see you on there, cake. What, you mean happy cake? my son stole a piece of happy cake, adult cake, medical marijuana one time, and it was hilarious. He couldn't keep his head up. He kept telling me how heavy his head was. But I told him that's what he got for stealing. So you shouldn't have been stealing happy cake. But anyway, so yeah, so all you skeptics out there who think that, you know, people are bad people for smoking marijuana, I just thought I'd let you know that, you know, it ain't true. But what?
Is the caller on?
Hello?
Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Amber.
Hi.
Well, hello, everybody.
Well, hi.
This is one of my oldest friends, Amber. Hello, Amber Bailey. She's on the line.
She's also on Facebook watching, too.
She is live on Facebook.
Well, I had to get off there. I figured it might do something if I was watching and calling in, so.
Oh, okay. But, no, I wouldn't have done nothing.
But I'll be right back on watching you, of course.
Yeah, I'll
probably. So you got on one of my favorite topics.
Marijuana?
Well, you know. You know. Well, besides Elijah, mm-hmm. So Elijah is one of my favorite topics, too. But you hit on something like super poignant right before I was like, okay, I'm calling in, was the mom really wanted the kiddo to sit and have a meal with the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself, not just the success of the child being able to sit and have some normalcy in his life, sit with his family and have a normal meal without being in trouble because he can't control his body.
Right.
Or you know, which is a constant blow. All kiddos want to do is please their parents and make their parents proud.
Right.
So, but also the feeling that the mother had to have of being like having a successful meal with her entire family.
Mm-hmm.
That was like one internal pat on the back that nobody else can give her.
Right.
Except for experiencing that moment, you know, and that will lead on to the next moment of parenting where she might have a little extra patience in dealing with the next situation that poor kiddo has to go through with
right.
being overly hyperactive.
Right.
You know what I mean? Marijuana can...
And she didn't...
You know, a lot of stuff.
She didn't, like, go and roll a blunt and make him smoke a blunt. She went and got CBD drops and gave him the CBD drops, and it worked for her. And I was like, you know, for some of us sitting down at the dinner table, eating dinner with a family, it just, you know, it's not like a big deal for a lot of us. But for some of us, it is a big deal, and they're not mm-hmm. able to do that. Something so, you know, to some people so small as just sitting down at a table with your
right.
family can be so hard to do due to different things. And, you know, I was really happy.
And how inconspicuous is a couple of drops. So
right.
it's not a big ordeal. I didn't have to take this
right.
special medicine that makes me all super drowsy.
Right.
Well, I didn't have to, like, you know, take anything special that makes me weird. I'm the weird kid who can't sit down still and, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
there's many, I mean, I just say, you know, cast your dispersions aside, let reefer madness go. And like,
right. I mean,
you know,
people try new things every day. And if what you're trying now isn't working, hey, it's
yeah.
safer than any kind of legal prescription drug that they give you. I mean,
right.
come on now. So let's uh-huh. just keep it real.
Right. And it's also been tried and tested true for so many, many years now.
There's oh, yeah.
another medication out there besides maybe like penicillin or something.
Right. Right.
Like been out that long and tested and
works
that.
For such a wide variety of things. You know,
mm-hmm.
I have the chart at home with all the little different properties and what they do and the chemicals inside of marijuana, which chemical does what. And it was actually pretty interesting for me to read because it had things on there I didn't know.
Yeah.
So that was really neat.
What's the number 503?
The number is
503-231-8187.
There you go. 503-231-8187.
You see that? He's doing his job. Good engineering.
There you go.
Good engineering.
He's
all
right.
Pump his head up.
Yeah, he said, thanks, man. Yep. He's the newest member to the family, so.
I hear that.
Yeah.
So
you'd like him.
Yeah. I already know I will.
He's a good guy.
Know. You already know.
I'm all right.
You more than all right.
If he's Marshallia tested, then he's Amber approved. So we good to go.
That's her auntie. So yeah,
I know he like, who is this woman? Uh-huh. So when you get off your public civic duty, check your DM, Miss Postal Wait, Miss Mary.
I'll try. I don't have any.
Well,
I'll do what I can while I'm here.
Just call. I'll post my number.
Okay,
if I got you for the whole world to know.
Just send it to me.
Look, I'm gonna send it right on the air. 503-956-2471.
I got your number. I'll just send it to her.
Well, look, I just put it out for all of Portland to know. Don't be a stranger. I love you.
I love you.
We love you too.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right. Have a good one. Have a good show.
You too.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
So, everybody, that was my sis Amber. I haven't talked to her in about a year, almost.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Pretty close. So. Thanks for calling in, Amber, and having a conversation with us. It's true. She follows, we're on the same line there when it comes to medicinal purposes. I don't condone anybody just going and getting their kids high. Just, hey, you want to smoke a blunt? No. But, you know, there's a lot of medicinal purposes that you could use medical marijuana for when it comes to your children, and I've seen it work positively, very much so. So
yeah, I think we have another caller on.
Okay, we have another caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Or not?
Guess not.
So yeah, if you want to call in.
Hey, Sarah.
Sarah? Yes, it's Sarah. Yes.
Hey.
This is Sarah. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm alive.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Wait. I think.
So.
No, I'm kidding. What?
So what's going on?
Well, so you're talking about, you're talking about medical marijuana and kids.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 20-year-old daughter who has Rett syndrome, who has lots of issues, autism, cerebral palsy, seizures. She's had it her entire life. They told me she'd die at 2. Hello? She just turned 20.
Yay.
They've given her all kinds of medicine, and it just makes her sick.
Mm-hmm.
I give her CBD, and she walks. She'll never talk, but she's more functional than most kids with her syndrome. So it definitely works. It controls her seizures. I'm a firm believer in that.
Absolutely.
And I also have an ADHD child who refuses to take medication but will take the tincture.
Mm-hmm.
She can function in school. She functions, in the community now. She's made some friends. It's a wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. You got to try it. I take it for pain and anxiety and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. For a long time, I had a lot of skeptical people talking about, no, don't tell people to do that.
Right.
But, I've actually seen it work for myself, so with my own eyes, and I wouldn't promote something that I don't know for a fact works, at least for me.
The proof is in the pudding.
Absolutely.
And there's lots of proof these days.
Absolutely, there is.
People need to wake up and pay attention.
Yes, and so I have actually become a very huge advocate for medical marijuana and our younger generations, because I have totally seen positive outcomes with it. So yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I hope that we can progress more medically with it.
Me too. I can't. They're working on it. It's a slow process. It took forever.
Yep.
But yay, we're free for now.
Yep.
So I just wanted to call in and tell y'all about my thing. Yep. I love you guys.
I love you too.
We love you too.
I'm stuck in the bed. I had a back procedure, so.
Okay. We'll try to come see you.
All right. I love you.
I love you, too.
Love you, too.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
So any of you out there who are listening to the show, if you know somebody or you've had any kind of experience medicinally with medicinal marijuana and a youth, or know somebody who's had experience with it, call in and let me know what your experience has been, and positive or negative, because I'm always open to both sides, and maybe we can get this legislation to move on and work work on getting it legalized for medicine for younger folks too. But so two more callers. We have two more callers and you win a free dinner and a spot on my show. And Miss Mary and Mr. Mike, if you guys are listening, I have not been able to find your phone number. So if you could call me so we can set up a time for you to come onto the show, I would be more than happy to have you here. The dinner went well. And
we also have an idea about the bus that you guys have. You know,
oh,
with
yeah.
the kitchen in it. So
Mary and Mike, yes. So give me a call if you still have my number. I'm sure if need be, I can see if Dell has your number and I could call you back. But yeah, give me a call so I can talk to you guys because I need to speak with you. But well, hi Robert, how are you? We're doing good here. One day
is
you
that
can
cousin
come on.
Robert?
Uh huh. One day you can come on the show, Robert.
Hi Robert.
So,
hi, Risa. Hi, Grandma. Hi.
He said hi on live, so I'm talking to
Dad, Shalana.
Yeah, everybody there.
What's up?
But I'm going to go ahead and go to break because I have to use the restroom. I don't know what song he's going to play, but play whatever you want.
I'm in love with you, but this ain't the honeymoon. Past the infatuation phase, right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved, and you've made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow, oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow. Take it slow, oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no. No fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. I hang up, you call. We rise and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. As our love advances, we take second chances. Though it's not a fantasy, I still want you to stay. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Time will take it slow, take it slow. Oh, oh, oh. This time will take it slow, take it slow. Maybe we'll live and learn, maybe we'll crash and burn. Maybe you'll stay, maybe you'll leave, maybe you'll return. Maybe another fight, maybe we won't survive, but maybe we'll grow. Way to go, yeah, hey, yeah. 'Cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow.
Well, hello. We are back, and we have a guest. I just seen her in the engineering room talking to Marshalia, so I invited her to come in, and she can talk on the air. Can you tell everybody what your name is?
My name's Coco.
Coco? Can you guys hear her? Everybody hear Coco? That's a beautiful name. My name is Mary. So what were you asking Marshalia?
I was asking her, what is your favorite mushroom, and do you know what umami or umami is?
Umami or umami? Is it food?
It's a flavor.
Oh, okay. Umami or umami?
It's like the fifth flavor.
This is Delphine. I'm explaining what umami is. So umami is like, so we are all used to like sweetness and salty and bitterness and mm-hmm. sourness. And there is indeed a fifth flavor, which in Japanese is called umami, mm-hmm. which we are so used to that we don't even realize it's a flavor. But really, it's like most savory food that we eat are the flavor umami.
Oh, so savory.
Savory. And so Coco is here from the Youth Collective, and one of our other hosts from a show called Peace, Love, and Soup, Tave and Brian are actually asking Coco to ask this question. So this will be for Peace, Love, and Soup, which is a show that airs on Friday morning, and they will be airing Coco's interview, asking people about what mushrooms are their favorite and what umami is.
Okay, that's really interesting. So you see Coco, everybody. And
hi, Facebook Live.
She taught me something new today. I did not know that there was another flavor, umami. Umami, is that right? Yeah. Umami?
Umami, umami. It's pronounced different ways.
Oh, but it's the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was two different things. So, yeah. So, what's your favorite mushroom?
I kind of don't really have a mushroom. I don't really like mushrooms. But if I had to choose one, it would most likely be a shiitake mushroom. Because, I don't know.
You like the word shiitake. I like to say that, shiitake.
Yeah.
That's why I would pick it, because I like that word. Yeah. That's neat to me. All right, so umami. Is there a place on the tongue? You know how they have like different spots for sweet, bitter? Yeah.
I have no idea. We'll have to find out.
We'll have to research
that. I think I realized that like the tongue can taste all different types of flavors.
It does.
No matter where.
They have like a spot on your tongue is for the different flavors. Like one spot is for sweet, one's is salty. Yeah, one's and the bitter. Right in the middle, there's no taste.
Yeah.
I learned that a few years ago. I thought that was pretty neat.
I had no clue.
You didn't know that?
You taught me something.
Yeah.
I think they had it in books.
Yeah. I actually, I think I watched a science show on OPB.
I think also that I think the old books used to be a little wrong about it, and then they...
You're right.
And then now they have like a new thing that's actually true.
Yeah, you're right. Wrong. A lot of the old books have old information that doesn't pertain to today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to rewrite our books, huh?
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. So I just wanted her to come in and come on the air because she was just in there just looking so cute, and I wanted to know what you were talking about. I appreciate you coming. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
So, all right. Do you want to keep going interviewing folks?
Sure.
Yeah. We'll have you come on in another day.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
She's cute, you guys. She's special.
Brilliant.
Bye. It was nice to talk to you. She's really cute.
She's super cute, and she's very articulate.
Yes, like, she is.
She just knew her stuff for sure.
She's cute, like, Coco.
She was all asking me questions about what kind, or like asked me the question, "What's your favorite mushroom?" And I had no idea. Like,
we don't eat mushrooms, but hey, shiitake. That sounds good to me too. I like that word, shiitake. Just kind of La Fontaine. La Fontaine. Shiitake. I like that. Hey, Nick, I see you watching. What's up? I thought, did you want to say something, Nick?
Nah, I just turned it to me.
Oh, well, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Mr. Cooper, who's watching on Facebook Live. But anyway, so I'm asking everybody out there who listens to my show, I need some tips on organizational. I can organize very well, but my life is so chaotic, it seems like I can't really, I don't know where to start as far as getting everything structurally organized in my house. So if anybody out there has any good tips on how you can, how I can start, like, OCD causes me to change things all the time. I can't, it's like something will be somewhere and it'll look good and tomorrow it won't be, it just won't be right. So if there's something that I can do that, you know, maybe will help me keep things in my house organized as opposed to seeing it and being like, oh no, that's not right, you know, then maybe y'all can give me a few tips, because I just can't seem to get it right. And yeah, I need a little help with that, I guess. The organizational skill thing is not working for me right now, but you know how that goes. So next caller, one more call in, 503-231-8187. Next caller, you win your dinner and a spot on the show. So give a call in and we'll do it. We're gonna have a, I don't know what we'll have for dinner this time. Last time it was blackberry roast. It was really good. I think I'll do something yummy this time. What should we do this dinner? Spaghetti.
I don't know.
Biscotti.
I really, really, really want homemade street tacos.
Street tacos it is. So, next caller, call in. You get yourself a free homemade street taco dinner and a spot on the show next month or the month after. So, there you go. Okay? One more caller. 503-231-8187. Call in. You got 10 minutes. Then I'm out. Peace. I'm out. I'm going to go see me some Texas Longhorns. Because they're tight. I'm looking at Mercer. They're tight. I see Aron isn't. Aron, hey! We missed you. We haven't had the dinner yet. I promised them a dinner and I canceled because I didn't feel good. But then I had Nick come over for dinner. It's his fault. He came over for dinner and ate my macaroni and cheese. So I'm gonna have to.
Nick never told me. Oh. You know, just to let you know.
He said you were in Seattle.
Yeah, I was. I had to go and look out for mom for a little bit.
Ah, yeah, mom comes first.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. But yeah, Nick didn't tell me, by the way, so he's in trouble.
Okay, but that's okay. We still got it going on.
Oh yeah, I'm there next time.
I did tell him. I texted him and was like, "We have to ride together because you only have one parking pass." And then he never texted me back, so I was like, "Whatever, more food for us."
Well. I'm frying some chicken tonight, so some macaroni and cheese tonight. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That sounds amazing. Mac and cheese. It's greatness. Mac and cheese is a secret to life, y'all.
Yes, it is, especially if it's like, put your foot in it good, homemade, cheesy macaroni and cheese.
And then the chicken.
Mm-hmm. With the fried chicken.
It was
chicken.
Hidden. The other night, I forget where I was, or where I was before I came, and then I came, got some food.
I cooked lemon pepper.
Work
and I mean, not lemon, mustard and pepper chicken. Last time, fried chicken. So that was the ingredient that was different in there. It was the mustard and the seasonings that I coated it with before I breaded it.
What?
Yeah, so. I learned that secret from my auntie.
Who?
Ruthie.
Ruthie?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Ainsie, thanks for putting her on. Oh my gosh.
Hey.
But Ainsie, Ruthie, if you're still listening, I'm gonna need your baked beans and your collard greens like ASAP.
Collard greens. I can do the baked beans, but
collard greens with ham hocks. You already know, and Tabasco sauce.
Yep, there you go.
You know what it is.
Hello, Mr. Haddon. Hayden Haddon. Raymond. Hey, how you doing? So we have 8 minutes left. The show went by pretty fast, actually, considering that when I came in here, I really wasn't feeling the day. But whenever I get behind this mic, I kind of feel better. It's like therapeutic, almost. You know, how that goes. But I'm glad to see that you guys are tuning in and calling in and stuff. That's makes me feel good. But I'm gonna turn it over to Nick. I'm going off the air. We'll be playing music for the next few minutes.
And bye, y'all.
I just want to let y'all know. You want us some? I am out. Love you guys. See you later. Talk to you next month. Peace.
Some say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. Tupac kids, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a hat. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up. Sang to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the kettle didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I huffed and puffed about my curfew and broke the rules. Ran with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my mic. Dream of how I rock the mic and make it to the right screen. I'm trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Seems I'm heading for the pen. I try to find my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night, my buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man and me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep them getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains, it pours. They got money for wars, but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a crack baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup. And even though you're fed up, you got to be your head up. Babies on their own. I know it's kinda rough and you're feeling all alone. Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thanks the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else want them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why his daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was dealt this hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking fierce. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, is daddy hoping things don't all fall this week? Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving bins, I'm still trying to hold on to surviving friends. And it's crazy, it seems they'll never let up. Got to keep your head up.
Your style, your smile, your peace mentality. Lord, have mercy on me. I was blind, now I can see. What I came supposed to be. Baby, I feel free. wanna go meet? Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot, us to spark. Conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. Share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we can talk about Sora 3118. Your background, it ain't squeaky clean shit. Sometimes we all got to swim upstream. You ain't no saint, we all a sinner. But you put your good foot down and make your soul the winner. I respect that, man, you're so fat. And you're all that, plus supreme. Then you're humble, man, I'm numb, yo, feeling. I can feel everything that you bring. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot, us to spark. Conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. Share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we can talk about Revelations 3:17. Or maybe we could see a movie, or maybe we could see a play on Saturday. Or maybe we could read and feel the breeze and listen to a symphony. Or maybe chill and just be. Or maybe, maybe we could take a cruise and listen to the rules. Or maybe eat some passion fruit. Or maybe cry to the blues. Or maybe we could just be silent.
It is now 7 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO Portland and it is Keeping It Real.
Let me tell you the story of a soldier named Dan.